This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news, our top stories first. National Assembly meeting continues today as well. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaches Dhangadi to address a mass gathering. Preparations for Melamti water distribution reported to be in final stage. And U.S. President Donald Trump commits to orderly transfer of power after Capitol riot. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the National Assembly has continued today as well at the parliamentary building in New Banesore. As per the work schedule, Sustainable Development and Good Governance Committee President Tara Devi Bhatta will present an annual report of the committee 2076-77 Bikram Sambat to the meeting. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has reached Dhangadi this afternoon. The Prime Minister is scheduled to address a mass gathering in Dhangadi. The necessary preparations for the distribution of Melamti water is said to be in the final stage as the process to fetch the water in the Kathmandu Valley from Melamti is to be on trial again. The Melamti Water Project Directorate has prepared to distribute water through some new and well water pipes, as Melamti Drinking Water Development Committee is set to carry out the test again. And Information Officer of the Directorate, Ujjwal Prajapati, said the works were being done as per the Directorate's accountability of preparing infrastructures for the distribution of water in the valley. He also said that the remaining works were continued as most of the tasks had already been completed. The Nepal Electricity Authority has reiterated that it has not imposed scheduled or unscheduled load shedding in any parts of the country. Nepal Electricity Authority has said that the frequent electricity cut or tripping for a few minutes or hours is happening due to some technical problems, and it has also urged people not to take it as load shedding. And it has also claimed that the issue would be resolved after capacity enhancement works up transmission line and substations. The daily life of people and development works are said to have been badly affected with the snowfall causing severe cold in Manang district. The streams are said to be frozen and the people facing tough time with the snowfall being occurred in the upper region of Manang since Monday. People are immured inside home and the problem of drinking water surfaced with frozen streams. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has committed to an orderly transfer of power a day after his supporters stormed Congress, provoking world condemnation. Allowed back on Twitter following a suspension, the Republican president decried the rioters' heinous attack. He spoke as top Democrats called for him to be removed from office just 13 days before he is due to step down. Mr. Trump's remarks were widely seen as his first public acknowledgement of defeat in November's election. A radical Muslim cleric linked to the 2002 Bali bombings has been freed amid concerns over his ongoing influence on extremists. Abu Bakar Bashir was picked up by his family from a jail outside Indonesian capital Jakarta early on Friday. The 82-year-old is the former head of Jamaah Islamiyah, an Al-Qaeda-inspired group behind the attack that killed 202 people. And people from 21 nations had died in the blast on 12 October 2002 on the popular holiday island of Bali. And it remains till this day that Indonesia's deadliest terrorist attack. The release has drawn mixed reactions in Indonesia as well as Australia, where most of the victims were from. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said that it was distressing for victims' families and that it's something not a fair world. Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong received his first shot of COVID-19 vaccine on Friday and urged others to take the jabs in the country that has largely brought the pandemic under control. The 68-year-old shared a video of himself on his official Facebook page being injected in the arm at a local hospital. And Singapore has so far only approved Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine, but has said it has secured enough doses for its 5.7 million population, including from other vaccine makers. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. National Assembly meeting continues today as well. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaches Thangadi to address mass gathering. Preparations for Melamchi water distribution reported to be in final stage. And U.S. President Donald Trump commits to orderly transfer of power after Capitol riot. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.